Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you all. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Thanksgiving week. Have you noticed people feel sometimes a little more lonely? Definitely you've noticed more psychopaths on the Orange County freeways and throughout the Southern California area, if throughout the United States. Yeah, people drive crazy. It's holiday season. Accident rates go up. People get psycho because, well, this is an intimate phase of the year. Intimacy. Whether you have intimacy or you don't have intimacy, whether you have relationship or you don't have relationship, this is kind of the part of the year where people start thinking or feeling that, or feel it and do the things you do to try to avoid the feeling that you don't have it or you don't have what you want. Or in fact, you're suffering. Yes, suffering. So, on the weekend, throughout at least the dominant AM radio stations, right? From what, 590 to 1620 a.m. What do we talk about on the weekends? Money. How to save money. Because you got to worry about money. Because you're old. And you're wondering if you're going to have enough money to last you until you die. So we do money shows. Then we do health shows. We do money shows. We do health shows. Every now and then somebody has something to say. So we throw in a news show. And that's AM radio. And these are big topics. And if you're 60 or 70 or 80, they're important topics. But the show we don't do is the suffering show. The suffering show. The show that asks you to come to terms with why you've suffered. And the reason that's so important is that's what's underneath how you deal with your money and how you deal with your health. So happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Give thanks to what? To how much you've suffered. There's a spin. There's a spin you don't get on AM radio. Give thanks this Thursday for your suffering. Now, unless you've already left the station or are just laughing or crying or are nauseous, I'm going to suggest that this Thanksgiving, you give thanks for your suffering. I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious. We Americans, for the most part, I think, at least today, have a lousy attitude towards suffering. We don't want to suffer. We don't see the righteousness of it. There's no place of it. And just in case you don't have that problem, well, then you're a masochist. You love to suffer. So you're always beating yourself to death with stupid choices that just reflect the fact that you hate yourself on some level. Not me. I don't. Hey, that's not me. I never do that. I never make a choice in my life out of self-abuse and self-loathing. Not me. Must be somebody else. Yeah, I know that's the way you think. You get in there, you take a look at the choices you've made. You've made a ton of them because you don't like yourself. And you're mad at God because you got a raw deal. Health, you want health talk radio? For as long as I'm on the air, I'll be hitting you right between your eyeballs with reality. And reality is at the end of it. Don't ever forget what I'm telling you. You don't like yourself. You don't like who you are, and you're mad at God. So you don't want to give thanks for your suffering, because there's no sense in that. And you want to know what? You're right. There is no sense in that type of suffering because that's self-abuse. I wanted to get that out of the way because that's not what this show is about. This show is about give thanks this Thanksgiving for righteous suffering, not suffering the devil wants, the suffering that God wants. Yeah, yeah, you're going to look up there, God, why do I have a brain tumor? God, why do I have this? God, why do I have that? That's what you're going to do. Well, let me give you a perspective on this, being around more suffering than most people. There is a considerable amount of suffering that's righteous. Righteous suffering. You're in a lousy relationship with a person you chose to marry. You're suffering. God is asking you to wake up to something. You got to find out what that is. And if you wake up to it, if you do, you will be redeemed in a way that will reward you many times over for your suffering. You have an autoimmune disease. You have chronic low back pain. You have anxiety. You have depression. You have loneliness. Whatever you have, you have to consider. Now, I'm not saying 100% of the time. Honestly, I don't know what to say to the guy that walks across the street, gets whacked by a car, loses his arms and his legs, and sits there as a quadriplegic. I don't know what to say about that. I don't put that in the category of righteous suffering. I know, I can tell you, being behind the stick here, seeing lots of things that would make you squeam. Blood, guts, mutilations, satanic cults, stuff you don't want to hear about on AM radio. I've watched it for 30 years. There is a devil. There is a devil. When you get up there, ask God what the purpose of that devil is. But I can tell you there's a devil. That devil can cause suffering. I'm not talking about that kind of suffering. I'm not a theologian. I'm a doctor. But I have to deal with a lot of human suffering. And I've had to ask myself why. So this show today, and we're only 7 minutes into the show, is really about asking you to consider that there is a percentage of your suffering you should be thankful for, because God is giving you an opportunity through the beckoning of your bones and your ligaments and your tendons and your organs to address the suffering so that you can redeem yourself from the suffering. Can you at least consider that? When you come to a fork in a road, and that's the problem with life, right? Yeah, yeah, I'm talking now, you're listening maybe. And you have choices to make, and you have your version of choice. And then there's the other choice. You make your choices, and then 10 years later, you look at the number of choices you've made, and maybe you think you're sort of stupid or unwise or unkind to yourself, because in the summation of it, in the totality of it, the number of choices that you've made in the last decade have hurt you. And you realize in your wisdom, because now you're 10 years older or 5 years older or 5 days older or 5 minutes older, you realize that you should have made the other choice. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fork in the road where each direction looks like suffering. Can you tell the difference between the devil's suffering and righteous suffering? That's what America doesn't understand. Doesn't understand that. We are evolving more and more into a self-indulgent, pretentious, sycophantic, entitled culture. Whether we're illegal aliens or whether we've been here for 20 generations and live at the top of the hill, it doesn't matter. We have forgotten this. And I don't care about all the Nobel Prizes and all the new drugs and all the new holistic remedies, all the new excellent surgeries. If we don't get this straight, we're going to collapse. Happy Thanksgiving. That's right. Happy Thanksgiving. A bunch of people came to a foreign place because they needed to do better because Europe abused them. This myth for the king. I die for the king. Hail the king. This crock. They rebelled against and they came here and they suffered. The Indians. Maybe the Indians didn't like them. Maybe the Indians ate them for breakfast. Maybe it's not what happened. Maybe the Indians tried to help them and they couldn't take Indian wisdom. Either way, Thanksgiving is about a bunch of people that suffered. And they had faith. They made choices. They made choices that cost them. They made choices that were painful. But they were righteous choices. And they had faith. They had faith in the righteousness of their choice. Faith in the righteousness of your choice means, despite the fact that you cannot see the payoff, you know the payoff will be there. The more you stick your face into a computer every day, the further away you get from that wisdom. That's the truth. That's what's happening. We can't make the righteous choice anymore. We still suffer, but we can't make the choice that guarantees us ultimately that our suffering will redeem us, meaning move us to a better place of less suffering, and so that we can look up at the eye of God and say, thank you. Thank you. Now I understand more deeply the righteous suffering I endured. You want to understand healing? Listen to the last 12 minutes of this show again and again and again and again and again. Live it, eat it, and breathe it. And understand that all your exercises of health have to bring you to the point where you can make better choices more often at the righteous suffering. Make sure that where the devil lives, you understand, is that the devil denudes, deceives you in that moment. The devil prevails. So you don't make the right choice. You can't tell where the righteous suffering is from the eternal suffering of bad choice. That's why you're cleansing, by the way. Yeah, that's why you're cleansing. That's why you're stretching. That's why you're cross-fibering. That's why you're sleeping in the ground. That's why you're sleeping. That's why you're touching wood, touching rock. That's why you're swimming in the ocean. That's really where it all goes. It goes to more discernment at that fork in the road. You got to make that connection. Now, here's what I can tell you. I mean, what'd you do this week? If you saw where my mind was this week in the books that I go into, it's all numbers. It's all physics, math, calculus, complicated stuff. Yeah, there's patients, there's sick people. They're important. They heal if they get what I just said. If they don't, they sit there in their misery till they die. After that, it's in God's hands. But what's in my hands is about a bunch of people who suffer and they want to get out of their suffering. I mean, that's why they lay down the dough. Help me get out of my suffering. And if they get what I just put into the last 14 minutes and they comply, it's not that complicated. But try to get people out of that mode, out of that frame of mind that makes them want to focus on the wrong choice, or that wants to keep them in the mindset where they can't discern between the righteous suffering and the other suffering. What that really means functionally is that before you do what you gotta do to get yourself out of the hole you're in, you're gonna find a million reasons not to do it so you can keep on suffering. You're gonna believe that that little herbal remedy is gonna get you there. You're gonna believe that that doctor that you find finally is gonna understand what it is. What it is that grew your tumor, what it is that makes your back hurt, what it is that keeps you depressed, what it is that makes you bipolar, that makes you ADD, that makes you infected. Someone's going to find out what it is. You're going to buy into all the illusions and delusions of what it takes to heal. You're going to focus on that, and you're going to stay focused on that so that you can continue to suffer endlessly. But the whole process in which you make a step, you take a step, you do something that hurts. But that's just the pain that's part of regeneration. You can't tell the difference between the two. That's the problem. That's what guidance should be. That's why you should pay somebody to help you. That's what you should pray to God to help you discern the righteous choice. Some people are very good at this, and they heal. And some people, well, they're not very good at this, and it takes them longer. And some people are terrible at this. It takes them forever. And some people are surely going to get their reward up there in heaven. And I do believe that. But they're in God's hands. Because it's not happening for them here. I don't know. I know this. You want to give thanks? Give thanks to the things you've received that you've suffered to get. Build on that. Build on it. And take the possibility that not knowing the difference between the two is why you're stuck. Just take that into yourself. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Straight talk. How refreshing. Not politically correct. How refreshing. Intended to bring America back on track. How refreshing. How appropriate. It's Thanksgiving. A bunch of pilgrims got it. We held it. Starting to slip. Doesn't history repeat itself? Don't all cultures get to the point where we get too fat and lazy and filled with sugar and pus and greed and illness? Don't we desecrate the things we've been given as gifts? Aren't we doing it? God bless America. Wait a minute. Didn't we play the national anthem before my show? Why is Kay Wright playing the national anthem? Maybe they're trying to remind everybody that there's something to protect here. Protect what? In the context of this show, I'm going to suggest that we protect the righteous choice and that our forefathers understood the righteous choice. They suffered and were redeemed. Let's do that. Now, as it relates to health, how are you going to sit there and tell me you didn't have time to do what you needed to do? You didn't have the time. You can't make the time. You got other things to do. You got to mow the lawn. You got to go shopping. You got to pay your bills. You got to be this. You got to do that. But you don't have time to suffer righteously. You have time, as the clock ticks, for the years that you'll be here, to suffer under the burden of your symptoms, of your diseases, of your illnesses. But really, when it comes down to doing the hardcore stuff, the stuff that works, you don't have time. Think about it. You got to consider that. Just consider it. Because if you don't get this one straight, you're going to spin. All right, I got one more spot. We're doing a seminar this Sunday. This Sunday, that's like tomorrow. I got a beautiful bunch of people. Love them. This is number 5, I think. We are a thinking organism. I have room for one person. That person needs to have a sense of what I said today. Or don't bother. You'll be wasting your money. But if that one person really has a sense of what I'm talking about today, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Call the order line. Not the order line. Call that number. My staff will get back to you. They'll give you the details. You're going to spend $150. If you get the last 21 minutes of this show, that $150 will come back to you 1,000 times. That's an investment. So that you can understand how to train your body to make more righteous choices. Because that's what a healing is. It's a discernment of righteous choice. And what all these cleanses are, and stretches, and this and that, and machines, they're just little tools to get you sharper. That's why when somebody says, you know, it's expensive, but I'm going to go buy this light beam generator to move my lymph for $20,000, and then I'm just going to sit under it and turn it on and let technology take me to the next level, as opposed to I'm going to go out into the woods, camp in a tent, it's going to cost me nothing, and I'm not even going to eat food. I'm going to find special spring water from special places, and I'm just going to water fast for a couple of days in the woods. Jesus did 40. I'm only going to do one or two because I ain't God. When somebody tells me that against a $20,000 light beam generator, where do you think I'm throwing my chips? Who do you think I'm betting on? So what are we doing buying all these machines? God gave us everything we need. It's right in front of us. Blows my mind. An entire coastline of God. And no one's in the water. It blows my mind. And sometimes you can't be in the water because it's filthy. Where it is filthy and where it's not filthy, no one's in the water. Everyone's in 7-Eleven. Everyone's in Starbucks. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. If you don't get this, take your turkey and stuff it down the toilet. Because it's not doing you any good. Thanksgiving is a big deal. But you can't say thanks and divorce it from your suffering. It doesn't work that way. It's not like thanks for the sneaker you bought me. It's like deeper than that. What were those pilgrims doing? What were they doing? They were saying thanks. I was scared like you don't know scared. I'm in a foreign place. There's people around us that have been here a lot longer that understand how to make it happen on a cold winter. We don't know where we are. We're refugees from the other side where we're abused there. And now we're starving here. We may all die in the middle of nowhere and nothing and be eaten. And yet, we've made the righteous choice. And we hold hands today and thank God for the fact we've prospered. And in that prosperity, we are stronger and more discerning. That became the American Constitution. Do you understand there are forces, demonic forces, that are tearing it down? That's why Crawford Broadcasting is playing the national anthem. It's a message. Take a look. And fit that into your schedule this Thanksgiving. Please fit it in. And one person, 714-850-1007. Just one person. Come into the group. Learn to navigate. Navigate. The pilgrims were navigators. God bless you. We see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.